Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Church. We are his people. We are the wonderful Saturday evening once again, and we are in your home, and on behalf of our Bishop, we are here with you, Bishop Eric Kobna Asari. We are here with you. This is Anakazo Assemblies, and it is the Sowutuom Cathedral. This is where the youth church gathers and have their online service. This service is called the Favorite Child Flow Service. Favorite Child Flow Service. And one of the things I always say that will make you a favorite child to your parents is when you have wisdom, when they realize that you can think and give an intelligent contribution to whatever is going on by the grace of God. Today happens to be the last Saturday of the month of September. And so the next time we are going to meet again, it's going to be in September. From where? From September, going to October. And then gradually, as I keep saying, the year is coming to an end. And so this is when we learn about wisdom. And tonight, I'll be completing my series on Wisdom is for Young People. It's been a while. It's been 2 months of teaching you certain things you need to know, even though you are a young person. They have a lot to share with you, but I feel that we should move on next month to something new. And so today, if God gives us grace, we'll finish everything today. And next week, God willing, we are going to do something different. Now, I want you to share the link to your friend, because what you are about to receive is to be very, very important. What you are about to receive tonight is going to transport you into the king's palace, as we've been discussing. So share the links to your friend, okay? Put the link on your WhatsApp group. Any friend you have, share as a broadcast to everybody you have in your contact. Tell them, call your friends around to listen together with you. And then I believe that the blessings and then the wisdom of God is going to come true to us. I keep saying that as a young person, you don't need a car now. All right. Well, I cannot prophesy that you buy a car in 3 weeks, because even if God blesses you with a car, you don't have a garage to park your car. But what you need is wisdom. Okay. And I remember for this past 2 months, I've been sharing with you that what you need, okay, to make decisions in your life. Decisions are the major careers in our lives. Whatever decision you make, it is that decision that is going to follow you. Now, your decision is influenced by the amount of wisdom you have. The less wisdom you have, the more your decisions are not likely to carry a certain weight. Okay, you are going to be deciding in everything you do, from the clothes you wear, from the food you eat, from people you relate with, from the type of school you will go, from the type of course you will do, to the type of vocation or a profession you want to do in future. All these things are decision, including whom to marry, where to live, and all that. Every day we are making decisions in our lives. All right. And so if you have wisdom, your decisions are proper decisions. That is why I have been sharing with you that wisdom is for young people. So this service is tailored for every young person. I mean, every young person, everybody, anybody of a school going age. All right. Who needs wisdom? Let me read a scripture in James. Bible says that if any one of you lack wisdom, let him call on God. Let's go to James. All right. I want you to read. I want you to read it yourself. And then you James 1 verse 5. Because you see, wisdom is one of the things that God wants us to have. All right? God wants us to have wisdom. He says that James 1:5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, so there is a tendency for us to lack wisdom. Is there? You will lack wisdom. Let him ask of God. If you lack wisdom, you must ask God. If you lack wisdom, you don't go to your assemblyman. If you lack wisdom, you don't go to your mother. If you lack wisdom, you don't go to any other place. The person that gives wisdom is God. Let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally. Okay? And upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. So, God is telling us here that if we lack wisdom, if you know you lack wisdom. Now, a sign of wisdom is your ability to know you lack wisdom. I'll say it again. A sign of wisdom is your ability to know that you lack wisdom. Okay? So, if you know you lack wisdom, the best person to give you wisdom in this life, let me tell you, social studies cannot give you wisdom. Economics cannot give you wisdom. Economics in this world have failed us. Scientists have failed us. You see, we are in corona season. They can't get the cure. They can't get remedy. They are doing trial and error. It means that science is not the ultimate. Okay? ICT cannot give you wisdom. The person that can give you wisdom is God. Bible says, let him ask of God. Amen. And the way to ask of God is to read the scriptures. The scriptures are where wisdom is. So if you can read the scriptures, if you can understand the scriptures, if you can open your spirit as a young person for God to speak to you, you will get wisdom. You will speak wisdom. You will act on wisdom, and your life will be better. So I want you to share the links to your friends right now. It is a very cool Saturday evening, and we are in the presence of the Lord. Okay, we'll be here for a very short time. Don't be thinking about your data. We'll be here for a very short time. Okay, anybody who can understand English can understand the preaching that I've been preaching, and it is not difficult to understand. So I want you to share the link. I want you to call your siblings and tell them that it is time to listen to a powerful message that is going to bless your life. I want us to pray. Close your eyes, bow down your head wherever you are, and begin to speak. Ask the Holy Spirit to touch your life. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to understand the word that is coming tonight. Begin to pray for yourself. Ask God to help you to understand the word. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Wherever you are, begin to pray. Open your mouth, asking for wisdom, asking for understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Ask him. Ask him. He said, if any one of you lack wisdom, let him ask God. I begin to ask him for wisdom to understand the word that is coming from the scriptures tonight. Yes, begin to pray. Begin to pray. Mantura basata. Raka zakate kebe. Meso karaban tabande. Ikando bale kazabra balakala. Liko sikebe. Me katuraba. Me sekete kebe. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you tonight. Father, we pray that let the entrance of your word give us light. And may we have understanding as we listen to your word tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Oh, I said amen. I want to hear you say amen by writing amen in the comment box. All right. Most of you come online, but we don't know you. We don't see you. So one way for us to see that you are online and you are worshiping with us is to write in the comment box. Comment in the comment box. Let us know you. Let us know where you are watching from. Very, very important to us. I'll be praying for all the people that are commenting, a sign of wisdom is your ability to write. Okay, so we need you to write in the comment box so that we know that you are truly, truly, truly with us. Hallelujah. So we've been talking about a certain important subject in Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 24. Proverbs is in the Old Testament. Those of you who don't know where Proverbs is, Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 24 is quite a lengthy passage, but I'll go through. And if you want to get all the series on what we have discussed, we have preached so far, you can go on this same page, previous, past, before. You see all of them there, and you can participate. All right. There be four things which are little upon the earth. There be four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise. And in this service, I'm campaigning for you to have wisdom. In this service, I'm conferring on you wisdom, that when you speak as a young person, you will speak wisdom. When you speak as a young person, people will lift their heads to look at you. When you speak as a young person, you will be noticed and you will be called for. You will be asked to speak again. The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. This is one of my favorite on for about almost 3 weeks. Okay, and it is on this same page. So go back and listen to them. Then the cornies are but a feeble folk, yet they make their houses in the rock. Another stupendous and startling revelations here. The locusts have no king, yet they go forth, all of them, by bands. And then we are on the last one, which says that the spider taketh hold of her hands and is in the king's palace. So we've been talking about the fact that what are the things that can send you to the king's palace? What are some of the things that can bring you before great men? All right. And I remember when I started with the spider, we said another word for the spider is the lizard, because all the translations are saying lizard. Only King James, I don't know why, but only King James is saying that it's spider. Okay, but we are going with the lizard. And I explained to you that in this life, okay, your ultimate in this life where we are, now that we have not gone to heaven yet and we are on earth, it should be your aim, one of your aims in this life, one of your prayer topics in this life, is to have an encounter with a great man. Yes, one of your aims in this life, one of the most important things you should be yearning to have, is to meet a king. I'm not talking about literally these kings we have, even they are important in a certain way, okay, but I'm talking about a great person, all right, a useful person, an important person. It should be your aim that you will meet somebody like that. Now, for somebody to be a great man, there is something that has made the person great. By your encounter with the person, you will learn a thing or two. So as a young person, you should not be living your life moving about with area boys. Area boys cannot add much to your life. Area girls cannot make your life any better. The person that when you associate with, that you can learn a thing or two, that can send your life far, is a great man. Say amen. So a sign of wisdom is your ability even to recognize somebody as a great man. Yes. Because many of you get the chance to meet a great man, only that you don't see that the person is great. So wisdom is opening your eyes for you to see, number one, a great man, and number two, something that will send you to the presence of a great man, and something that will keep you in the presence of a great man. Very, very important. And one of the first things we look at is that God is a king, and wisdom will bring you into the king's palace. And we study that only fools, listen to me, only fools, according to Psalm 14, verse 1, only fools say that there is no God. So, wisdom tells you that there is God. And for you to come into the presence of a king, the Almighty King, the King of Kings, it is wisdom that will bring you into the presence of the King. Hallelujah. And so it should be your aim, okay, first and foremost, to make sure that the King of Kings knows you. That is God. That you are free with God. That God is happy with you. That you know God in your life at a tender age. Yes. You see, you don't need to wait when you are dying. You are 86. You cannot speak. You are on your sick bed. That is where you acknowledge God. No. You must know God. God must know you. You must gel with God in the prime or at the prime of your life. So this is the opportunity you have as a young person to serve God with your life, to know God with your life, to do all it takes for God to be happy with you at this stage of your life. Don't wait when you can't do anything with your life. Don't wait when you are weak and you can't do anything. That is when you'll be calling for pastors to come and pray for you. No. Wisdom tells you that you should know that it is God that has created you. It is God that has brought you into this world. And the primary reason for your existence as a young girl is to serve the Lord. Yes. Your existence as a young boy, a 14-year-old boy, is to serve the Lord with your life. A 12-year-old boy is to serve the Lord with your life. You are 6 years, you can sing. You can sing and serve the Lord with it. Yes. So I preach extensively on that. Then, for about 2 weeks now, or three now, I've been sharing with you things that will bring you to the king's palace. And the first one is your gift. Proverbs 18:16 says that a man's gift maketh room for him. Your gift, it makes room for you. And it brings you before great men. So I preach about number one, as a gift, your gift, whatever gift you have. God has blessed everyone with a gift. You cannot say you don't have a gift. You have a gift. And the day I preached on this, I shared with you 10 abilities, 10 things you need as a gift that will bring you to the king's palace. Yeah. And some of them, you don't even see them as a gift, but they are a gift. Because when God was creating you, he has put something in you. When you were coming forth, you came along with something. Hallelujah. So I shared extensively on that. And then, was it somewhere last week, I shared with you the second thing is your ability to learn new things. If you can learn new things, you'll be in the king's palace. If you can learn new things, you'll find yourself among great men. New things. Don't be stuck in your old ways. Don't say in our hometown, this is how we do it. In our house, this is how we do it. Your house cannot be the ultimate. Oh yes, your house is not a universal ground to learn everything. You must unlearn certain things and learn certain things. You must be able to learn new things. Don't say, this is how my mother does it. this is how my father does it. No, you must be able to learn new things. All right? Different new things. New things you don't know about. You should be able to learn them. One of the new things you must learn is to learn to drink tea. Yeah, most of you don't know how to drink tea. You just eat kenke, morning kenke, afternoon kenke, evening rice. Those are the things. But you should learn new things. Oh, yes. You should learn how to do things you previously don't know how to do. You must learn it. Yes. You must learn how to some people have to learn how to use the camera. You must learn photography. You must learn designing. The phone you have, you can learn so many things. As a sister, you must learn how to bake. You must learn how to do smoothie. Yeah, you must learn how to fry fish. Boys, you must learn how to wash a car. You must learn how to sweep and arrange and decorate a room. There are things you need to learn. There are a lot of things you need to learn. It should be your aim to learn a new language. So your ability to learn new things will bring you before great men. Yeah. As I'm doing this broadcast, I have only a few people with me in the studio. Because they have learned how to use the equipment we have here. That is why I have called them. I've not called everybody because not everybody can use the equipment here. Do you get it? So your gift, your ability to learn something new will bring you before great men. Something new. Something new. Attempt something new. Attempt something you don't know. And it will bring you before great men. Then number three, I preach about eliminating blemishes. Yes, blemishes. That was last week. Blemishes. And I read from Daniel chapter 1 verse 3 to 4. Verse 4 says that, children in whom was no blemish. And I said, a blemish is something that has stuck with you from your past life. And I was admonishing you that it should be your aim not to have a bad history. A bad history. When you are giving your testimony, your history must not be bad. Young girl, at the age of 13, you have dated 18 boys already. You have a very bad history. Yes. So anything that will pose as a blemish to you in your life, both that to twist your soul and your physical body, remove it. Yeah. You see guys piercing, tattooing, you are creating blemishes for yourself. And no proper great man would like to have you around him or her. Alright? So, you must eliminate blemishes. I spoke extensively about that last week. Then, number four, I spoke about the fact that well-favored, the same Daniel chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. That is where we are now taking the things from. Said, well-favored, and I said well-favored also mean good-looking in appearance. Yes, you must look good. As a young person, you must dress sharp. Don't come and when you enter a room, we can't breathe. Once I was at work and somebody came looking for my boss. So I think two young girls and one guy. So they came looking for my boss. Then I told her that, some people are looking for you. And then she says that I should bring them in. When we entered the office, about 1 minute, the whole place, the scent, in the office has changed. So my boss, Ima, everybody should go out. Everybody should go out. So when they left, then I went back, have to use air refreshener, to spray the place again. And we discovered that the three people that entered the office, it was the guy whose armpit we cannot control. Learn to dress well. Learn to smell good. I'm telling you, good looking in appearance. Wherever you find yourself, you must dress well. Don't be interested in dog chains around your neck. Don't be interested in tattooing. Don't be interested in leaving your hair bushy. Don't be interested in wearing dirty baggy jeans and telling me that you are an Afrobeat rapper. Afrobeat rapper, you can still dress well. Me, I want to become a musician. You want to become a musician, you can still dress well. I know a musician like Dynan Hamilton who dresses well. You don't need to expose your breast for you to become a good musician. I know a musician like Joe Metal who dresses well. I know a musician like Eugene Zuta who dresses well. So you can't tell me that, I want to bring an album. The fact that you want to bring an album doesn't mean that you must look dirty like a baller. You must dress well. Young boys and girls, you must dress well. When you appear at a place, they must know that a decent person has arrived. Yes, you must dress well. And we look at the fact that Esther wore her royal apparel and she obtained favor in the sight of the king. And then we also look at somebody in Proverbs chapter 7 verse 10 that has the attire of a harlot. Don't dress like a harlot. Dress like a royal person. Dress, if you are going to meet a great person, you must dress well. Yes. You cannot dress anyhow to appear at certain places. You will not be allowed entry. Yes. Some of you, the reason why you fail certain interviews is because you don't dress well. That is the reason. Let me move on to the next one. I'm still reading from Daniel chapter 1 and verse 4. I'm reading from the Message Bible. It said, young men who were healthy and handsome. Next one says, intelligent and well educated. For you to meet a great man, that is the next point, number 5. You must be intelligent and well educated. Congratulations on your dressing well, but there must be something in your head. To meet a great person, to have an encounter with a great person, brother, there must be something. Listen tonight. Listen well. I am now descending. There must be something up here. Yes. If you don't have anything up here, you cannot survive in the presence of a great man. Because every great person would like to have a conversation with you. And the conversation will test what is up here. Yes. Listen, what is in your head is better than what we are seeing. You must learn to develop what is here. It says, children that are intelligent and well-educated. Well-educated. The most important part of your body is your brain. Learn to develop your brain. When you meet an important person, when you meet a great person, don't speak pidgin. When you meet a great person, learn to speak and communicate well. When you meet a great person and you are asked a question, think about the question before you open your mouth. Yeah. Even when you look at these things they do, Miss Ghana, Miss World, Miss Malaika, Miss Universe, and all those things. After you have come and walk, and you show your dressing, and then they are giving you marks for your catwalk and everything, there is a point and there is a time that they give you microphone. They give you microphone to test what is up here. You can be beautiful, you can dress well, you can appear well, and all that, but we want to know what is up here. We want to know what is up here. We give you microphone to speak. A young person is listening to me tonight. You must learn to develop what is here. How do you develop what is here? You must develop what is here by reading, by learning. He said, intelligent and well-educated. I'm telling you. When you meet a great person, you cannot talk. When you are put in the car of a great person, you are quiet as you drive from here to Kumasi. You cannot make any meaningful, intelligent, knowledgeable comment about any topic. Intelligent and well-educated. When we bring up a topic, what can you contribute about? What can you say about the topic? If you are talking about the education system in Ghana, what do you have to say? If you are talking about football, what do we have to say? If you are talking about politics, what do you have to say? When we are talking about election generally, what do you have to say? Learn to develop yourself. Learn to read. Listen. It is better to read more than to watch more. Some of you, it's movies you like. Since this lockdown, you have not read any book. All that you have done is to watch movies. You have not even read one storybook. Your major concentration is on Ghanaian movies, Nigerian movies, and cartoons. Meanwhile, you can read. A time is coming when we will give you microphone. And the microphone will tell us what is in your head. And usually, when you see this Miss World, Miss Ghana contestants and things, and one of the things that drop the people is their inability to speak. Sometimes you'll be asked a question at the spell of the moment, and then you don't know. You are out. You have gone for an interview. They have asked you a question. You are out. Yeah. One day I went for an interview. A certain interview. When I entered Exchange Pleasantries, they ushered me my seat. I sat down. The first question they asked me, I was on the question, explaining things, bringing things on board, started suggesting on how to make things work, started talking about different sectors, different. I was there, and then they said, your time is up. Your time is up. Yeah. They couldn't even get more questions too. It's like as I was coming, I was prepared and I was aware of what I was going to say. What do you have to say? Children that are intelligent and well educated. Listen, you have no excuse. Is there even education informal? Yes, we have informal education and formal education. You must have both. You must have both. At your age, you cannot stop school and tell me that this thing. No, you must go to school. You must go to school. I said you must go to school. In this time and age, eye-opening has come. You must go to school. You must upgrade yourself. You must learn. You must avail yourself to teaching. You must learn to be wise. When you meet an important person, the first thing is not, Chemsky. Some of you, when you meet somebody, the first thing is, Chemsky. Mamska. Yeah. You, with that attitude, you will never appear before in a great man. As in, you have met the president of the country. The first thing is, Brother, na mam ten beer. you will never appear before a great man. Yeah. Yeah. Some of you, when you meet people, your first disposition is to ask for money. Some of you, when you meet a great man, your first is, oh, let's take a picture. Then you change your status. Look at you. Look at you. Your ability to communicate with that great man for just 3 to 5 minutes, when you leave, they'll say, call that guy to come again. Yeah. Call him to come again. Yeah. What do you have to contribute? I'm asking you a question tonight. Are you upgrading yourself? Are you intelligent and well educated? All the people you see around great men, they are well educated. They can read and understand documents. Why we bring it? Can you read and understand a document? Yeah. One day I was somewhere and there was something people were talking about. And then I was not part of the conversation, so I was standing. And one of the people talking made a very serious and intelligent statement. Since then, my mind changed about certain things. They were talking about a document that somebody has signed. And one of the people said, she said that, me, I don't sign a document if I've not read the thing to understand. From that day. You see, because many of you just sign things. And I remember when we were in secondary school, then we have these boys who were good when it comes to sports. So usually the school wants to maintain them. So they'll be there now, then they'll bring some paper. Hey, Chebafo, sign here. Say, is that she sign where? Here. He has not read the thing. Hey, you to come and sign here. You to sign here. Sign here. At the end of the day, the sign here means that you are willing to repeat your class and be in the school for another 1 year to compete in sporting activities for the school. And you have signed. They gave you a document. You have not read it. And you are appending your signature. You are appending your signature. You must be intelligent and well educated. It is not everything you sign. If you keep signing things, one day you will sign your death warrant. I'm telling you. This should also tell you. Yes. You must be well educated. You must be well educated. And you must be intelligent. Even if you watch movies, you should, when you watch movies, you should be able to think. You see, these movies you watch, they are shooting people, pay. There is no sense. Hey, I'm gonna shoot you. I'm shooting you. This movie's what? There's no sense in it. You can watch movies and you will learn sense. You will get wisdom. When you are watching a movie, open your eyes. Is it Nigerian movies you are watching? You can still open your eyes and learn something good. What are you learning? What are you learning? Intelligent and well educated. You are chatting by the grace of God. You have the contact of a great man. And you are chatting with a great man. And you are sending shorthands. You are in the page with a great man. And if you check my chat with my bishop, there is nowhere I write shorthand. Never. 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 If you look at all my conversation with him, please. Please, even if they are blasting you, cry, it's please. You, when you get, you don't even know how to even greet. You enter a place, you see somebody, how to send yourself to go and greet, you cannot. That is why you stay in the house with your parents, you wake up and you cannot greet. Yeah. Well educated and intelligent. Some time ago, one young girl came to stay in my house. So for about a week or two, I was watching her. When she wakes up, then she feels that we've all woken up. No greeting, nothing. Then when we all sit in the hall, let's say we are eating or chatting, then she is holding the remote to the TV, changing channels. After 2 weeks, I called her for a meeting. And I said, sister, this house is mine. You understand? When you wake up, you must look for where I am in the house and greet. You see, you may not understand what greeting means. So, some of you, your breakthrough comes after greeting a great man twice. Who is that gentleman who came to greet? Oh, who is that gentleman who came to greet? That is the end. I told the young girl, when you wake up in this house, unless I'm not home, but if I am home, you must look for where I am and say good morning. And I told her, the TV you are watching, I bought it by the grace of God. Never, it shouldn't cross your mind that when I am sitting with my wife and by the grace of God, you get the chance to be there and we are watching TV, you should be changing channels. It's a sign of disrespect. Changing channels. It's that she doesn't like UTV. She likes QTV. No! What I am watching is what everybody will watch. Yeah! What I am watching, that is what everybody will watch. You see, but because you lack wisdom, you are with a great man and you have crossed your leg. Yes. A great man has given you a lift in his car. You have started eating egg with Meko. You have bought yogurt and you are eating in his car. Next time, when he sees you standing, he will pass by because you are rude. After you've been given lift, you cannot even say thank you. Yeah. You must learn to educate yourself. Your wisdom must come alive. Your intelligence must pop up. Anytime you are with a great man. Yeah. Well educated and intelligent. If I say I'll be on this one, not today. Next one. Good prospects for leadership position. Leadership position. Ability to lead will send you to the king's palace. Clap for this point. Ability to lead. Not to lead the world, though. No. You are starting with ability to lead yourself. You cannot lead yourself. You cannot lead yourself, young girl. Ability to lead yourself. Yeah. That is what we are talking about. Good prospects. Okay. For leadership position. Let me read what the NIV says. NIV says, showing aptitude for every kind of learning, well informed. Okay, say quick to understand and qualified to serve in the king's palace. Ability to lead. Can you lead yourself? Can you lead yourself into prosperity? Look at the room where you sleep. You are the president of the room. You stand up, you are insulting government, and everything is everywhere. Look at your room. Is everything not everywhere? Last week, when you were looking for that, your yellow shirt, you see you can't find it. Because you don't know where everything is. In your own room. Look at the aroma of praise that comes from your room. Look at the smell. The smell that comes from your room. You are the president of your room. You are the president of your life. So to be able to lead others, you must learn how to lead yourself. Yes. Leading yourself is the basic requirement that will help you to be able to lead others. Look at your clothes. Arrange your clothes well. Look at your books in your room. Arrange them well. All shoes should be at one place. All books should be at one place. Learn to be organized in the little space that you have. Look at the kitchen your mother has left for you. Everything is everywhere. Learn to arrange the kitchen well. Learn to wash bowls. When you finish eating, it's a sign that you can lead yourself. Because if you are the president of your life, you don't need anybody to tell you how to lead your life. You must understand that when you are the president, it means you are the leader. You tell yourself the clothes you will wear. You tell yourself what you will do. All these things are part of the leadership skills as a young person. And you need to learn it. You need to learn it. As you are growing up, it is one of the things you must learn. Prospects, good prospect for leadership position. When we put you as a class prefect, how do you behave in the class? Some of you, the moment we say you are a leader, you begin to insult the people. Hey, foolish girls. Hey, nonsense. You are everywhere because of a little position you have. No. No. A good leader must be able to lead. To appear in the king's palace, you'll be given certain roles. You'll be given certain responsibilities. You'll be given certain duties to be in charge of. And it starts with you. Learn to be a good leader. When you see something is going wrong, learn to correct it. You are in the house, you are in the room where, you are in the house where there's a room, lights are on. Learn to put it off. Don't be like a certain country where street lights are on. When it is even a 10 a.m., street lights are on. You are in the house, the tap is flowing, water is pouring. You say, oh, I wasn't the one who put the tap on. Let it flow. You don't know that as the tap is flowing, your school fees can easily not be paid. Learn it. You are a leader. You have eaten. There's a leftover. You want to throw it away. You want to throw it away. You want to waste resources. No. You must learn it. How to be a good leader. Good prospect for leadership position. Leadership position. When you are chosen to be a leader of people, learn how to relate well with the people you are leading. Sometimes, your parents will travel for a funeral at Kwewu, and then they will leave you with your siblings in the house. How do you treat them? How do you treat them? Some of you, when you get a little power, we can tell what you can do. Yeah. Because since they made you the class prefect, we are not seeing it up. Since you became the cupboard boy, if somebody misbehaves, your mass classwork will get lost right now. I'm telling you. This tells us that when you become the president of Ghana, we will not be safe in the country. I'm telling you. Learn it. Good leadership position. It will bring you before great men. When you can be in charge of something and make sure the thing is working, where you don't need somebody to come and be supervising you. Yeah. By the grace of God, my bishop has put me in charge of the youth church. I don't give him headache at all. They have to come and tell you, hey, do this for the children. Hey, do this for the children. Make sure the children are this. Then you are not worth being where you are. Yes. As a good leader, you must learn to think, on your feet. You must learn to organize things. Leadership. That is why you have no business insulting the president. That is why you have no business insulting the MP. Because you cannot lead yourself. Look at the number of people the president is leading in the country. And you are not even leading anybody. But look at how you are. So as a young person, you must read books on leadership. Hey, pastor, are you making us politicians? I am not making you a politician. Young boy listening to me, one day you grow up and you marry. You go and collect somebody's child to come and stay with you. How are you going to lead that little girl? One day, you will born. Let me use the word you understand. You will born. And you will lead your children. If you cannot lead yourself, how are you going to lead the children that you give birth to? Yes. Good leadership position. Prospect. Think well. As a leader, ask yourself, what do I do? What do I do in this situation? Who do I call? Where do I seek advice from? It is important. Yes. It is part of the wisdom things that will send you to the king's palace. Let me move on to the next one then I will close. Yes. The next one says that it says competent to serve in the king's palace. That is, King James put it this way, that ability to stand in the king's palace. Do you have the ability to stand? Do you have the ability to stand so that when a case, a matter is being discussed in the king's palace, you don't carry it outside? Ability to stand in the king's palace is a requirement. It is one of ability to keep secret, ability to work hard, to stand. Let me read what another version said, that competent to stand in the king's palace. That's what all of them are saying. This one says that, I think I've read that one already. This one says, qualified to serve. To serve. Can you serve? Can you serve a great man? Look at you. You just completed Accra Girls. We cannot send you. And yet the day you complete Legon, we can't talk to you again. Can you serve? Since you came back from this Wasi, you went to write something. You cannot even polish your daddy's shoe. Is there, have you seen any graduate polishing shoe before? Have we seen graduate polishing shoe before? Can you serve? You cannot serve your parents. Your father has come back from work. You saw the man walking from the gate with his bag. You didn't go and take it. He has come. Instead of you to serve your daddy to eat, you said, no, the food is in the kitchen. He can go and eat with a human being. You cannot serve. When you have that attitude, you cannot end up in the king's palace. Yeah. The people around great men, they serve the great man. If you are going to be around a great man, one of the requirements is that you are going to serve. Can you serve? Can you lower yourself to be a servant? Yeah. You must be able, you must have the ability to stand and to serve. Yeah. Do you think the people who cook for the president, they are these roadside beans sellers? No. They are people with degrees. Master's degrees. They are people with doctorates. These are the people who are around the president. Yeah. Do you think the president, Baba, is an illiterate? Think about it. Do you think the one who cooks for the president, do you think he didn't go to school or she didn't go to school? The person might be a qualified, registered dietitian or a nutritionist. You, what have you achieved? And you're asking us that, have we seen a graduate serving food before? Sit there. If I were you, dear young sister, use your daddy, use your brothers in the house as an experiment before you move out of the house. Because your days in that house are numbered. Very soon, somebody will marry you out. And you are going to be serving. Hey! The person who prepares tea for Donald Trump, the person might go to school. Yeah. The person is illiterate. That is somebody with brains who knows. Some of you don't even know how to prepare tea. You don't know how to prepare tea. Yeah. Oh, yes. So, you qualified? When the king gets visitors, are you qualified to be there? Can you be called into the meeting? Can something be discussed in your presence that we will not hear it elsewhere? A lot of people talk, yabi, 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 yabi. Small issue. Your father, your mother, something in the house, you've gone to tell your friends. Your father, your mother, a little misunderstanding, your uncles have heard about it already. Can you stand in the king's palace? Ability to serve. Can you serve? Can you serve? You must learn to serve. Before you become a master, you must learn to serve. Learn to serve somebody. So if you cannot serve, you have no business in the king's palace. Even in church, we serve. That is why pastors are called servants of God. You want to be a master. This ideal college you just completed, you want to become a master. Since you came back from this or say to two secondary school, SHS, whatever, whatever, we cannot send you again. And you just had admission to Zenith College. We can't call you and you come. Why? Because you have decided to be a master at a very young age. You must learn to serve. For you to rise to be a master, you must learn to serve. I am talking about you serving. Whom are you serving? Who are you using as a guinea pig, as an experiment to serve? Before you become a master, if you are around a great person, your aim is to serve. If you are going to be in the king's palace, your aim over there is to serve, not to go and cross your leg. You are a sister, you have gone to visit your auntie is preparing food, you are with the boys in the hall watching cartoons. You say, this is not my house. It is not your house. Go and see your auntie in the kitchen and help her to cook. You have gone to visit, you are a boy, you have gone to visit your uncle. Your uncle wakes up early and washes his own car before he goes to work. And you sleep and wake up at 10:45. When you wake up, you say, Ingbeng Shwanesh car, yo. Where is your Shwanesh car? Do you know Shwanesh car? Our hometown people, they don't cook, so everything, they ask for Shwanesh car. So don't give them Leibish car, Shwanesh car, then evening they'll cook. Leibi is morning, Shwanesh is afternoon. So afternoon money, because they don't cook, they go and buy food. It's called Shwaneshka. Yeah. I am telling you, learn to be a servant. When you become a servant, a king, an important person, a great person will be happy with you. Oh, yes. Do you iron? Do you iron in the house? Can you iron your sister's things? You see what I mean? I don't touch girls' clothes. You don't touch girls' clothes. I mean, that when I see ladies' clothes, then if I touch ladies' clothes, it's like fornication. Hey, if you touch ladies' clothes, it's like fornication to you. Congratulations. Congratulations. Holy Matthew, congratulations. Reverend Gideon, congratulations to you. Yes. Archbishop Owusu Jonathan, congratulations to you. If you touch ladies' clothes, it's as if it's fornication to you. Get to the job. Get to the job. You must learn it. You must learn it. You are in the house. You can't serve anybody. Your mother does everything. And you come and eat. When you finish on top, you will not even wash the bowls you have eaten it. You will leave it for her to wash. That episode cannot happen in my house. Yeah. Because see, most of you, they don't train you well. Yes. There is nobody in the house that shout at you and that beat you when you misbehave. So you talk to your parents anyhow. Yeah. There is no man in the house that can rebuke you, that can correct you, that can shout at you when you misbehave. That is why you are behaving the way you are. Yes. But listen, there is something that can send you to the king's palace. And it is your ability to stand. Hey! This man that I hear that they say he's the minister of stars and moon. He can eat, oh! Hey! Kame Sikenke 6 and he has matched 12 as Kenke juice. No great man will allow you to come to his presence because of the way you talk. Yeah. Some of you, they show you something small. Now wait, Jimmy. You have seen something small, no, then you have become foolish. No great man will allow you to come near his presence. One day, a certain guy went to visit his pastor. When he went to the pastor's house, he saw satellite dish. The guy said, you will not pay tithe again. He said, you will pay tithe again. So, the pastor has been using his money to buy satellite dish. Because of that, you can never appear in any great man's house. That is why we don't just send anybody to our homes. Yeah. You see, that is why, you see, this great man, you don't even know where they are. A great man will stay in your area, but you will never know that is their house. Why? Why? Because you talk too much. If you get to know that the MP stays in your area, you take picture of the house and put it on your WhatsApp. Hey, come and see Minister of Destiny, Stars and Moon, Trees and Wood. Look at his house. Yeah, because you cannot keep quiet. You go to somebody's house, you've seen something, then you are talking. You want everybody to know you've been there. No! Ability to stand, ability to see something and pretend you haven't seen it and keep quiet. Like we are out there. All of us are house. Our daddy and our mommy, sometimes they fight. But you can't keep quiet about your own. You go and tell your classmate, hey, the last time the way my father punched my mother's face, and you now you can see that my father, like if he was a boxer, like by now you win the title. Look at what you are telling your friends. Look at what you are telling your friends. Can you see something and not talk about it? Ability to stand in the king's palace. I am ending with this one. Young people, these are wisdom nuggets. These are wisdom keys that you need to take and imbibe and let it be in you as you are growing up. Wisdom is the principal thing. Proverbs 4, verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. As I am finishing this series with you, don't allow anybody to call you a fool again. As I am ending this series with you, you must learn to be a wise child. When they are calling wise children for discussion, your name must come up for a consideration. Yeah. Yeah. Let me tell you, if your parents know you are wise, they will involve you in any decision making. They will ask for your opinion. I'm telling you, if your parents can tell that you are wise, if your parents know you are wise, they will call you for every discussion and they will ask for your opinion. Yes. They will ask for your opinion. So don't live your life anyhow. Never live your life anyhow. You must try. It should be your aim. Listen to the messages again and again and again and get wisdom in this life. Because what will propel you, what will push you forward in this life is wisdom. Yes. Fair ties can never send you far. Yeah. Having big breasts can never send you far. Wearing baggy jeans and wearing dog chain and doing rasta as if you are being electrocuted, it will never send you far in life. What will send you far is what is up here. Have you not seen Miss Ghana? They collect plenty people and select one person and give her a car. Why? It is not that all the ladies are not 16, though. They were doing Ghana Most Beautiful. 16 ladies. They are beautiful girls. They are all beautiful girls. But what differentiates them is what is up here. Ability to be creative. Ability to speak intelligently. When you are asked a question on the spell of the moment, your ability to give an intelligent answer, that is what to send into the king's palace. That is what to put the crown on your head. Yeah. You cannot speak eloquently. Every speech, you cannot express yourself. When you go to school and they are teaching, then you are sleeping. You cannot express yourself eloquently. You cannot speak English 1 minute without bringing in the three word. Hey! 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 You know, so when I was going, then I met the guy, When I met the guy, then he coughed this thing. So then, that minute Papa crashed. Yeah. So when I was about going, then I bought Amanda. Then when I, after buying the Amanda, I saw Brodie. Look at how you are speaking. Which great man will allow you to come to his presence with that way of speaking? Yeah. Let us. Do you think the people around Donald Trump, they speak tree? Do you think they speak tree? Do you think they speak Ghan? You go to school, your favorite subject is Ghanaian language. Look at you. Look at you. How many people in the world speak tree? How many people in the world speak Ghan? Educate yourself. Educate yourself. Read books. Enhance your grammar. Speak good. Learn a new word every day. A week. 1 week, read one storybook. You hear a word you don't understand, check it up in the dictionary. Yeah. It will send you far. One day you'll be speaking and somebody will ask, who is that? Which young girl is that? Yeah. Because you cannot speak. When we put you in the place where people don't speak to you, you'll be hot. You'll be hot. But I pray for you that may this wisdom, look, I have a lot to share with you on wisdom is for young people. I can share this topic with you till the end of the year. But I think we should go to something new. So I am leaving you and I am campaigning for you. I am asking you to learn to walk in wisdom. Yes. If you lack wisdom, call on God. Pray about it. Ask God to give you wisdom. Ask God for supernatural wisdom. Wisdom that is from above. You need wisdom to walk in this life. You need wisdom. I'm telling you. To work successfully, to do well, to enjoy life, you need even how to relate with people. You need wisdom. It's not everything that you say. Somebody has done something, you are not happy. It's not everything you talk about. You have to keep quiet sometimes. A fool opinion is man all the times, but a wise man is quiet. It's not everything you see you are not happy about, then you say. You enter a place, you start talking, and yabba, yabba, yabba. Nobody will allow you to come to his presence. So I pray for you that may the wisdom that is from above come upon you. May the wisdom that is from above locate you. As a child, may you walk in the wisdom and in the fear of the Lord. When we are looking for a beautiful girl, they must attach with. That is why when you read Facebook sometimes, or you go on Facebook and you are reading, some people are saying, you see people write, beauty with brains. Have you heard that phrase before? Beauty with brains. People that are beautiful and they are also intelligent. Yeah. The fact that you are intelligent, you are beautiful, doesn't mean you should be working with area boys to be touching you. Yeah. As a matter of fact, every intelligent person is beautiful. Beauty is not enough. It goes with intelligence. It goes with brains. The world is looking for people who have brains, not people who are beautiful. Yeah. It is only few job in this world that require that you are beautiful. Only few jobs. Even those jobs, they don't pay well. Yeah. If you are looking for somebody to do advert for soap, we want fair, nice face. Even that, we need your brain to speak. That's that I see people do advert, they don't talk. You see beautiful girl, they don't talk. If they bring other people to talk behind, and they are just beautiful, but their brain is not there. A lot of the jobs in this world is based life. Don't live your life in the mess. You are not growing. You are not growing. Don't curse your parents one day. Don't curse your grandmother one day. Don't curse your grandfather one day. I am telling you, what will send you far in this life is wisdom. Prepare for your future. Prepare for your future. As I'm speaking, let this word sink deep down into your head. Understand where I am coming from. Understand what I'm explaining to you, that you need wisdom. Otherwise, you walk in this life looking for a job you will not get because of the way you talk. You enter, you don't even knock before you enter an office. Because when you are growing up in the house, when you are entering your parents' room, you don't knock. You just open and enter your parents' room. Who taught you that? Who taught you that? That you can just open and enter your parents' room. Even if they are not home and you are entering the room, you have to knock. Yeah. So you carry that attitude. You are looking for a job. You've gone to an office. You have no knock. You just open and enter. They say, gentlemen, walk out. That's the end. You'll be there. So witches are following you. It's not that. I know the existence of witches and wizards. Evil spirit at work that manipulates the atmosphere and cause things not to work. I have a good knowledge about them. But sometimes it's your attitude because you lack wisdom. Because you lack wisdom. Your boss say, somebody say follow him to go and party. As you went to party, you are just eating by heart. That is the end. The gain. Learn to control yourself. So I spoke extensively in every part of our work, from dressing, to how to speak well, to how to relate with people, to preparing for your future, to learning how to relate with the opposite sex. All right? Now I was talking about eliminate blemishes. It's not every brother you see that you give your contact to. Hey, some of you, everybody takes your contact. Our dog is lost in the area. And you give me your number. When you see my dog, you call me. Hey, no, Ajua, you are giving your number out. Ajua, all the boys in the area, they have your contact. Yeah. If a boy is looking for any girl to sleep with, if they can't find anybody, you are the one they call. Why do you cheapen yourself? Sometimes when I talk like that, people say, hey, why is he talking? Yeah. Look, I've been this way for a while. 30-year-olds getting pregnant. Some of you talking that way is because it's not your child. Or it's because of where you stay. All your children look proper. But there are children out there who are 30 years, who are 12 years, who don't have anybody talking to them. So allow me to preach the way I am preaching. Yeah. Young girl, you have become like an airbag. Do you know airbag? By the grace of God, I've driven many cars, but I've never seen the airbag. Airbag pops out during accident time. When there's accident, that is where the airbag becomes useful. So when there's an accident on a boy, the boy is dead, the feeling has come, he doesn't know where to release his feelings, then they call you. You have become an aid in the midst of an emergency. Then they call you. You are an airbag. Don't cheapen yourself. Don't stoop so low for such a job. May wisdom come upon you. As you listen to me, I prophesy into your life that you begin the wisdom walk. You walk in the path of wisdom. You walk in the path of wisdom. You will never fall a prey to the enemy. You will never fall a prey to the evil one. God will keep you from falling, and God will keep you to walk on the path of wisdom. May wisdom be your guide as a young person. That is what you need. As you are about to take any decision, as you are, your mother is saying something, you are angry and you want to react, think about it. As you are about to throw your hands in the air and insult your mother and pass her, think about it. As you are chewing past your father, think about it. Bible says, when the spirit of the ruler rises up against you, leave not thy post. Stand there. Let them talk. Yes, ma. Yes, ma. yes, ma. Thank you, ma. And leave. From that day, it will be the beginning of your promotion. I said it will be the beginning of your promotion. But I pray that wisdom will come to you. All too soon, I finished the podcast on wisdom. If God gives us life, and I may come again on it. But I pray for you that you'll be wise in your time and in your age. Put your hands together for the Lord and stand to your feet and let's pray. Close your eyes. Ask God to cause you to walk in wisdom. Ask God to allow the spirit of wisdom to come upon you. Wisdom, wisdom. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray wherever you are that the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of wisdom in the name of Jesus. Masa Kantalaba, Rikando Zabata Bandaba, Likebre Zebendia, Mako Raba Zata Bale, Mekaza Kariando, Mazebro Sika Bale Kalaba. Let wisdom come into us. Let wisdom lead us. Let wisdom be our guide in our decision making in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. May every child listening to me, may every young person listening to me begin to experience supernatural wisdom. Lord, bless them with wisdom. Bless them with wisdom in the mighty name of Jesus. You are listening. You are not born again. All that I'm saying is foreign to you. You don't understand. You are asking, What is this man saying? If you have Christ, you will understand what I'm saying. I want to lead you to Christ. You are not happy about the life you are leading. You are really not happy. Your friends are thinking you are a Christian, but you are not a Christian. But I pray for you. I want to lead you to Christ so that God will know you. A sign that you are wise is to know the King of Kings. A sign that you are wise is to come before the King of Kings. And tonight, I want to give you that opportunity to come before God, to come before the Almighty God, to come before the Alpha and the Omega, to come before the Omnipotent God. Close your eyes wherever you are and say this prayer after me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, please forgive me of all my sins. Please write my name in the book of life. Cleanse me. Wash me with your precious blood. Thank you for dying for me. Satan, I have decided to follow Jesus. I will not serve you. Jesus is my master. Jesus is my savior. I will serve him all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. If you have said this prayer, you are born again. If you are in and around, so to whom, I want to be your pastor. Tomorrow is Sunday. Make a date with me right here in the Sowutuom Cathedral. Anakazo Assemblies, Sowutuom Cathedral. All right. When you get to last stop around Agbeve Herbal Hospital, come forward about 200 meters to a junction called Heavenly Junction. Go up. You see a yellow signboard on your left. Enter. You see the mega church. Okay. Enter. And say you are looking for the youth church. They will bring you to the very top. Because we are the top. The top is where my church is. The top is where my office is. Come then. I will be your pastor. I will pastor you. I will teach you the basics of Christianity. And you become a proper person. You don't have a pastor in your life. You don't have anybody that is standing with you. You don't have anybody praying for you. You surely become a prey to the enemy. But I want to be your pastor. I want to be with you. I want to pray for you. I want you to be a proper child. As you are growing up, you need somebody to be with you. And so, make a date with me tomorrow, God willing, Sunday. I want to meet you in church. I want us to fellowship together. We've resumed church. Long time, church is in session. In that service, I've been preaching about backsliding. Very wonderful, nice topic. Make a date with me and come to church and I'll be glad to meet you. God bless you. I want you to give a powerful offering tonight as we end our Wisdom is for Young People series. All right, I hear the offerings don't come at all. I hear you don't give at Tonight, I want you to give. Tonight, I want you to make a move. Tonight, I want you to give an offering you haven't given before. The numbers are on the screen. Okay? Give a very wonderful offering tonight and believe God for a miracle. I know you have the money. You can make a momo, right? It doesn't matter the amount. Any amount you give, it is from your heart that you are giving to the Lord. You can give your tithe also, all right, through these numbers that we have. It doesn't matter. Just give a generous offering. And then tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. sharp, make a date with me at the Anakazo Assemblies, Sowutuom Cathedral, where you at the youth church, all right? I don't preach to curtain sellers. I don't preach to iPad dealers or laptop dealers, technicians, and whatever. No, I preach to young people. I preach to school-going age people. People that need wisdom in this life. They are the people I deal with, not older people. If you are an elderly person, you also want to come, you can come. When you come, I'll send you to my bishop so that he pastors you. If you are an older person, I cannot pastor you. You cannot survive in my church. But I mean to the youth, okay? Any youthful person, or maybe you attend a different church, you want your children to come to my church, no problem. Let them come. I have a lot of children in my church whose parents don't even attend the church, but they are with me in the church. I take them as my own children. I nurture them. I pray for them. And we have a very fantastic time in the presence of the Lord. So make a date with me tomorrow Sunday, 9 a.m. sharp, at the Anakazo Assemblies, Sowutuom Cathedral in Sowutuom. All right. Some numbers are on the screen. You can see my number on the screen there. 0546055916. You can call and we'll give you a direction to come to where we are. It's a blessing coming your way tonight. It's a blessing. I'm very glad we've been able to exhaust this topic in a way. Next week when we meet, we are going to start something new by the grace of God. And I keep reminding you, we have just 3 months to Christmas. Okay? October, November, December to end the year. Keep safe. Alright? Keep safe. Keep safe. In the name of Jesus. And God will help you. Let me pray with you. Father, as we go to bed, we pray for supernatural experience. Cause angels to come ascending and descending by our bedside. Give us sweet dreams. Holy Spirit, protect us from the vagaries of the weather. Protect us from the evil manipulations. Protect us from the arrows that fly by day and then the pestilence that walketh at night. I pray for every young person that you keep us to see the end of the year and to see the next 10 years, to see the next 20 years in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Viewers, this all time will last. Till next week when I come your way, this has been your regular host and my name is Pastor EK. It's bye for now. God bless you.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend EK. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.